యా లాస్ట్ నైట్ వాస్ జస్ట్ అమేజింగ్. ఈ రాత్రి నయన పుదుమాకార యూనో ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ హూ వాస్ ప్రేయర్ ఫర్ వాస్ హీల్డ్. దట్ వాస్ జస్ట్ అమేజింగ్.
Now
they missed it. Forget it. Shakespeare never repeated himself. okay, for those who came late, you know, I had my knee problem. 2 weeks from now, I had an appointment with the knee surgeon. I'm healed this morning. Last night, a young couple, we had a meeting at Luxury. Many of you know Luxury's house. And, they just said, okay, let's pray. Not a long prayer. They just said, in Jesus' name, commanded healing. That was it. There was a lady, for 2 years she had been having all sorts of pains in her body. Completely healed. Wow. My wife, who is a pain in the neck, the pain has left now.
But you still got the pain in your
neck. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh, praise God, Amazing. Luxury's wife has been having back pains. She slept well, no pains this morning. The son who had a cough for 2 weeks, this morning totally healed.
Wow.
On the 18th of January, January 18th, that's a Friday. Okay, Friday 8 o'clock, Sikurada Akata, this couple is going to come and minister. We're having a meeting at Sashi's house. In Kingsbury, where we had the 31st night service. Sashi ke nivasya api tiyanyanne, dahata mana sikurada, right? 18th of January. January dahata at 8 o'clock. Don't make excuses, come. If you need God to touch you and heal you, come. If you have friends, please tell them. Rosie and Michael, just tell them. People who need healing, you come. Don't say, are you a pastor? It was cold. I had to watch EastEnders. You keep watching EastEnders and then suffer. I'm serious. This year you need to take that, the bull by the horns. Right? May avudde gunage angwaling allala idirene annone. Because that is so important. So 18th of January. What time? 8 o'clock, right? This couple is coming all the way from Reigate. Yeah, so they're going to be traveling 1.5 hours. So those of us who are in the area, someone try and take leave on that day. Come believing for healing for your leg as well. So important. Good. Let's, this morning, I want to give you a few scriptures. I want to just share some of the things that the Lord also shared on the 31st night. But this week also I was in Germany. Germany from Wednesday. And it was interesting. I was flying from Heathrow. And British Airways said gate 74. Right? British Airways kiwa hatara mana gate wade anna kiyala. So everyone goes. And when they go there, the person who had typed the thing on the screen, it was actually 47.
Oh,
and now, 20 minutes for takeoff. I'm there. Right? Mintu Vishai, plane again under. So I go all the way back and ask, how long is it going to take? Oh, 20 minutes to about 30 minutes you'll take to get there. Because if I, from one end of Terminal 1 right to the other end. And I literally couldn't run. I had to walk, and I'm like, Lord, hold that plane till I get there. and others were running, but I couldn't, because it was so painful. And you saw how I ran this morning. That's what God can do. And in Germany was amazing. They invited me to come and spend 3 days of fasting and to teach them about the voice of God, on how to hear the voice of God. And each meeting was amazing. The way God was moving. On the third night, I went up to speak. And the Lord began to give me words for people and words for the church. And I was ministering prophetically. And I couldn't preach. I literally couldn't preach that day because the Lord was just moving. And it was amazing seeing, you know, people were seeing visions. People were, you know, hearing the voice of God. And it was just powerful. Why I'm saying that is, we can experience that if we take time to spend with the Lord and to hear what He's saying. Mm-hmm. You know, God has not stopped speaking to any one of us. That's why Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Jesus didn't say, some of my sheep hear my voice. Mm-hmm. He says, my sheep hear my voice. It's that the sheep can't hear because there's so much of noise. But begin to say, Lord, this way I want to hear you. I want to hear what you're saying to my heart. I want to hear for somebody else. And it was just amazing. And then last night was just like the icing on the cake. But so 18th, keep that date free. Right? The heart vanida, yadinya tapana. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray this morning. And thank you, God. Thank you, Father. God, this morning we ask that you speak to us through your word. But Lord, speak to us by your spirit. And this morning we ask, Lord, that our minds will be transformed and renewed by your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To start off, at Patanganma Khetiata, let's turn to the very beginning. Let's turn to Isaiah 43 verse 19. Yesaya 43 19 ape issala harona. On the 31st night of the verse that I shared was while you're turning, is that in Christ we are a new creation. Remember? In Christ we are a new creation. Swami Mahan said, Tula api nava mavilla. Old things have passed away. What things? Parana de pahava gihilla. Alut de. Behold, all things are new. Aho. Siyalu de alut. Church, when we walk in Christ, okay, when we walk in Christ, there is a new life that is available for us. අපි ක්‍රිස්තුස් තුල ඇවිදිනකොට අපිට නව ජීවිතයක් තියෙනවා අප ඉදිරි පිට. Anyone says amen to that? Only some.
Amen.
If you do not live that new life, you are really not living in Christ. ඔන්න පාස්ටර් මොනාද කිව්වේ? ඔබ ඒ අලුත් ජීවිතයේ ජීවත් වෙන්නේ නැත්නම් ඔබ ඇත්තටමයි ක්‍රිස්තුස් තුල ජීවත් වෙන්නේ නැහැ. Like and professor this morning, some of us are inside the belly of the whale. We are refusing to hear what God is saying. So therefore we are in darkness. You know, like Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So if I don't hear Jesus' voice, where am I walking? I don't know. I can't say I know the law, puta. Right? අපි යේසුස් වහන්සේගේ මාර්ගයේ අපි ඇවිදින්නේ නැත්නම් අපි කොහෙද ඇවිදින්නේ? අන්ධකාරයේ. එදා මම කිව්වා වගේ දැන ගියොත් කතරමඟ, කතරගම නොදැන ගියොත් හතරමඟ. මට කපලෙනවා. Right? We need to know where we are. Do you know where you are this morning, or are you running around like a crazy chicken? Like a headless chicken not knowing where you're going. Ada udasen oba dannada oba kotanada kiyala? Come on, this is serious. This is not pastor's got all fired up so he's giving us a good one this morning. No. Where are you this morning? Oba kohida me udasana? අද පාස්ටර්ට පොඩ්ඩක් ගින්න වැදිලා එහින්දා ඒක එහෙින්දා නෙවෙයි අපිට පුළුවන් පරණ ජීවිතේ හරි අලුත් ජීවිතේ ජීවත් වෙන්න අපගේ තීරණය. You know, we can live in the old life, continue living in the old life, or say, God, I want the new. God, I want the new. I want pure love. Lord, I want to walk in the Spirit. මට ඕනේ ස්වාමීනි ආත්මය තුල ඇවිදින්න. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. අයියෝ, Lord, problems, problems. Always problems. Everyone has problems. But the way out is Jesus.
Yes.
Your problem has become your God. You're embracing that problem. You're talking about that problem. You're breathing the problem. You're living the problem. You're talking about the problem. You're breathing the problem. You're sleeping the problem. You're dreaming about the problem. Enjoying the problem. Come on, that's, you know, true. If I went, I am sick, I am sick, I am sick, my leg is broken, that's it, I am going to be a cripple for the rest of my life, I cannot play cricket, by the way, Tuesday morning, Tuesday evening, I have cricket practice now.
Woo!
That's all that I would have believed. That's all that I would live then. ප්‍රශ්නේ 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 කියන මම ජීවත් වුණා නම් මම ඒක තමයි අල්ලගෙන ඉන්නේ. ඒක තමයි මම එතකොට බදාගෙන ඉන්නේ. ඒක තමයි මගේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ. But the true Jesus becomes second option. That's why Jesus asked that man in John, I think it's John chapter 6, I think. Do you want to be made well? Yesus වහන්සේ අහුවා යොහන් සුබාරංචියේ මේ මේ ඒ අන්සභාග රෝගෙකින් ඔබට සුවය ඕනේද? Do you want to come out of that veil? Or are you enjoying the darkness? See, God is speaking to living water this year and saying, change. And it's not me. It's me and you together. Api ekata. Change by His Spirit. Not by the flesh. වෙනස් වීමක් ආත්මය තුළින්, උන්වහන්සේ තුළින්, in God all things are possible. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුළින් සියල්ල කළ හැකි. You know, it's our choice. Say with me, it's my choice. It's my choice. මගේ තීරණය. Say that, මගේ තීරණය.
මගේ තීරණය. It's my choice.
මගේ තීරණය.
මගේ තීරණය.
Finally. No, seriously. It's my choice whether I want to come to church. I'm going to put this in. On time or not. It's my choice whether I want to go to office on time or not. It's my choice whether I want to catch the plane on time or not. To catch the plane, I'll go 3 hours early. To come to church, I'll come 30 minutes late. It's my choice. Mage theeranaya. But Pastor, Sunday is the only day I sleep. So sleep a little more on Monday morning and you see what happens. See, we have choice. You know, our life is where we are today because of the grace of God. But also of the choice that we make. God's grace is saying, here, receive. Right? Devyan Mahathir Karunama kya minna laba ganna. My choice to receive. Jesus died on the cross. It's the choice of the people to receive that work. Yesus wahanse kurusi kurusi patuna. In apage thirane api eka labanoda nadda kiyala. It's my choice to forgive or not. It's my choice to say I'm going to hold on and I'm going to stew in my soup of unforgiveness. Or I'm going to say, God, I really am struggling. Please get me out. පුළුවන් කියන්න රොටන කද්දාපත් මම සමාව දෙන්නේ නැහැ ඒ සමාව දී ඒ සුප් එකේමයි මම ඉන්නේ එතකොට නැත්නම් මට කියන්න ස්වාමීනි මම තීරණය කරනවා දු සමාව දෙන්න Lord I choose to forgive I don't know how but I want to forgive by your spirit it's a choice that we make that's why the word of God is true let's take the word as it is අපි දේව වචනේ ගමු ඒ ලියා තිබෙන ආකාරයට all things have passed away
behold all things
say all things
all things
Are you living in the new life? Do you want to live in the new life? But are you living the new life? You know, this is God is talking to me about excellence. I don't know what the Sinhala word is. Excellence. Everyone's like,
what? Doesn't exist then.
Oh Lord, your name is excellent. Anando. Anando jeevitam gatha karanna. It doesn't mean that I have to be number one. But the excellence of God's Spirit in me causes me to do the things above average. Even your faith, your prayers, your family life, your spiritual walk, people of excellence. You can hear that later in my message in a couple of weeks. But remember, where are we? You know, like I said on the 31st, you know, people, you know, scream, shout, have parties and say, 3, 2, 1, yeah, 2013. That's all. They go back into the same life. Okay, it's not bad. Okay, I'm not saying those are not good. No, those are okay. But what brings the change? Venas vima manada genne. Tuna deka eka hu tiyene kada. Nattam swamin vahanse tul jeevitayada. Is it this countdown and the big fireworks that bring the change? Or is it Christ in me? Christ in me, the hope of glory. In Christ, I'm a new creation. It doesn't mean that in Christ, I was a new creation. In Christ, I'm a new creation. Every day, it's a new creation. Sometimes we think, okay, I'm a new creation. It was 30 years ago when I accepted Jesus. So now the new creation has become an old creation. No, every day, I'm a new creation. Right? Now, somebody says, ah, I'm a parana day. Okay, I'm a swamma say, ikda samse hatalis pahe, unwahan se ho biligatta, I'm a tamatam alut mevil. Then මැවිල්ල පොඩ්ඩක් පරණ වේලාවක් මේ මලකඩ කාලා කියලා නෑ හැමදාම මම අලුත් මැවිල්ලක්. It's a choice I make to say no and yes to God. දෙවියන් වහන්සේට ඔව් කියන තීරණය. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert." Behold, I will do a new thing, God says. Aho, mama navathayak obage maadhye mama karanna yanawa. Obaya dannawada? Obaya danagannawa? You will know it. New thing is not the child falling over the... You know, everyone gets excited. No, I believe the 31st night service and today are two special services. Because God defines our ear for us through that. We hear the voice of the Lord. As a church, we say, "Yes, Lord." It's a defining moment. As God was said, "I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." Mm-hmm. Then. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Unfortunately, I didn't bring mine. Does anyone have a... No? Okay. Do you want to live in the past?
No.
Or do you want to define your future? Or get... පරණ ජීවිතේම ගත කර කර යන්න ඕනේද එකම 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 රෝදේ නැත්නම් අලුත් දේ තුල අපි ජීවත් වෙන්න ඕනේද? You know friends, you will have issues, you will have circumstances, you will have some of the money problems, you will have this, you will have that, because we fall, we live in a fallen world. But we choose whether we want to live in that or live in the new thing God has for us. අපිට ප්‍රශ්න තියෙයි අර ප්‍රශ්නේ මේ ප්‍රශ්නේ උඩ ප්‍රශ්නේ අග ප්‍රශ්නේ සයිඩ් එකේ ප්‍රශ්නේ හැම තැනම තියෙයි ඒත් මම තීරණය කරනවාද ඒකෙම ඒ වලේම ඉන්න නැත්නම් මම තීරණ කර නෑ ස්වාමීනි මේ ප්‍රශ්නේ තුලත් මම ඔබ වහන්සේ තුල ජීවත් වෙනවා කියලා ඒ තීරණය මා තුල තියෙන්නේ And we cannot then blame God and say, God, what are you doing when I'm saying I want the old? Be very specific, be very careful there. උපරිස්සම් වෙන්න අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ බනිනවා මෙල්ලුව මගුලක් උන්වහන්සේ කරන්නේ නැහැ කියලා. ඒත් මම නෑ ස්වාමීනි වහන්සේ අලුත් දෙයක් මට එපා මට පම් පර්ණ මඩ ගොඩේ ඉන්නම්. God is not going to come and yank you out of the mud, carry you on your neck and say now go. He's not going to do that. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපේ ඇවිල්ලා බෙල්ලෙන් උස්සලා මඩේ කෙල්ලට අරන් අනිත් පැත්තට තියන්නේ නැහැ. What God does, He said, the door is open for you. Here's my hand. Hold my hand and start walking with me.
Amen.
That's what God does. We wait for Santa Claus. We wait for Santa Claus. We wait, okay, God, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But God says, hey, hold my hand. God wants to work with us. In God, all things are possible. In Him, all things are possible. So I need to hold on to Him. Let's read Matthew 9, chapter 9, verse 17. Go home and begin to pray over these scriptures. Matthew 9, 17. Matthew 9, 17. කියන දේක මේ අපේ ජසින්ත
මුද්‍රික පාණේ පාන සම්භාජනවල වත් නොකර වත් වල වාජන බැලේ මුද්‍රික පාණේ වැහිලි ගොස් වාජනක් නැස්ති නැහැ නමුත් අලුත් මුද්‍රික පාණේ අලුත් වාජනවල වත් කරු එවිට දෙවර්ගයේම දෙවගේම ආරක්ෂා වේයි කීසේක
වාව් ඒක පැටලෙන පදයක් නේ ඩු Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. The wine is spilt and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Here's the thing. We cannot live in the past and expect the past to define my today. මට බෑ මගේ අනාගතය කියන්න මගේ වර්තමානය ඔබ තීරණය කරන්න කියලා. If there is new wine, the new life in Christ, you cannot live in your old life. The wineskin will begin to tear, because there's carbon dioxide that begins to produce. There's yeast that begins to be produced inside the old thing. And that splits the wineskin. And the wine goes out. But it's in a new wineskin that the new wine goes. We have new wine. We have new wine. But I cannot live in my past, because that will destroy the wine skin. The wine will leak. අපිට බෑ මුද්‍රිත අලුත් මුද්‍රිත පානය පරණ මම සිං ලේසින් යන බෝතලේ දාන්න බෝතලේ පුපුරනවා අලුත් දේ දාන්න ඕනේ අලුත් වාචන You're a new wineskin. Don't expect old wine to be put in there. New wine is put there. We cannot allow our former things to define our today. Just your yesterday is only a part of your story. Not your whole story. ඔබේ අතීතය ඔබගේ ජීවිතේ කොටසයි. ඔබගේ ජීවිතේ මුළු කතාවම නෙවෙයි. Some of us, we are still living in the past. We're still living in the pain of the past. That's not your whole life. That's what happened then. But you are defining your present based on that past. Your present and your future is defined by Jesus. Say it, you know, bring, I'll say that again. Your present and your future is defined by Jesus. ඔබේ වර්තමානයත් අනාගතයත් තීරණාත්මක කරන්නේ හැඩගස්සන්නේ යේසුස් වහන්සේ. That's why in Christ I'm a new creation. Yes. All things have passed away. Yes. Behold, all things are new. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Behold, I will do a new thing in your midst. Because when you are in Christ, it is a new day.
Yes.
I received my healing yesterday. I'll receive something new today. අපට පරම ජීවිතයේ අලුත් ජීවිතයට ගෙනෙන්න බෑ. And you know, begin to look at your life. You know, look at it's not saying let's forget that. No, let's look, but don't allow that to define who you are. Just because someone hurt you, don't allow that to define who you are. කෙනෙක් ඔබට රිද්දුවා කියලා ඒකට ඉඩ දෙන්න එපා. ඔබව හැඩගස්සන්නේ ඒකෙන්. Because you become a person who's going to hurt everybody else. Maknisal oba etukona anik minisunda riddana pata. Why? You don't need to. God, Jesus has given us the pathway to freedom. Unwanse apata nidahase margye deela thiyenawa. We choose not to walk in that. Api thirnaya karana api meke yanne kiyala. You know, 18th, it's your choice whether you want to come or not. The heart rate of Boogie Theater and you know that? Neither. If the King of England, sorry, the Queen of England sent you a letter tomorrow morning saying, Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, requests an audience with you, you think you're going to say,
No.
I have EastEnders to watch, I have a headache. I have a headache. Oh, sorry, I thought you didn't hear what I said. I have problems. What else? I have no transport. Man, that's a good one. The tube doesn't run very close to Buckingham Palace. I don't have good clothes. My mother-in-law's, father-in-law's, son's, daughter's, sister's, son's, child's, mother is having a headache, so I can't come. Will we give those excuses? Api eva ke nidahasa karunu denawada? Rajinata denawada? He bella kapala diye. We don't. We'll make all the effort to be there. We'll make all the effort to be there. But when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Raju ke Raju, Swami ke Swami, apada aaradhana vakthabana kota, Lord, hold on, here's my list of excuses. Page 3. Sorry, Lord, here's my iPad, the whole book is there. Look at your own selves. Do you give excuses? Oba nidahasata karunu denawada? It's your choice.
Obage thiruniya.
And you know, this year, what I want to do with the church is I want to take the church out of the church.
Okay, what is pastor saying now?
Yeah, I want to take the church out of the church into the marketplace. I want you to be the church out there. I want you to take the Great Commission like never before. I want you to be the witnesses of Jesus. Put your problems aside. God will solve those out. But you take the choice to say, yes. Mama teerne karna. Begin to pray for people around you. We've been praying for, you know, ladies in our town. Certain friends of Krishani, they are opening up to the gospel. One lady told Krishani, she's not still saved. She said, can you tell her about your God and your relationship with your God? Because she needs your God. This is not a born-again Christian who's saying this. But people who see Jesus, praise God through us. They need to see Jesus through you. Tell me about your God. Tell me about this relationship that you have. Yeah, you have. Okay, let me heal. Let me pray healing. Be bold. Don't say, oh, what will they think? Don't think, oh, what if they don't be healed? Who cares? God heals, not you. Let God heal through you. So she's laughing because this is right down his heart. You know, him on his wheelchair in Kingsbury is witnessing to people. Behold, it's a new day. For living waters, I believe it's a new day. See what God did on the 15th of December? In that hall. Remember, see what God did that day. How many of you expected so many people? Ki dene balaparutuna de evage deyak vey kiyala. I'm going to ask you very, very honestly, did you expect to see what you saw that day? Yes or no? Sorry, 23rd of December. Sorry. 23rd of December. Matakane Selin api ar giye? Selin is thinking, kohe da, khao da da? Mona urut da da? Sorry. No, seriously, did you expect something like that?
No.
No. That's what God can do. And we're going to have more of those. We're going to take the church out of the church. We're going to have times of healing. We're going to have times of evangelizing like that. It's enough that we stayed in. It's enough that you were saying, my problem, my problem. You know what you need to do. Oba danna oba kala yutu de. In fact, you don't need any more training. You have the Spirit of God in you.
That's right.
So that's why I'm answering you. And I'm encouraging you, I'm challenging you this morning. Let 2013 be a year that you walk in the new thing that God has for you. Your walk with Christ. You know, in every aspect of your life, your family life, your professional life, obage jeevithe hama anshayakma. Paul jeevithe, aathmika jeevithe, rakiya jeevithe. You know, allow the Spirit of God to define you. Suddhatma na vahansete ida denna obava hadagassanna. Obama neve. Daniel was a man with an excellent spirit. Yes. It is the Holy Spirit in Daniel that made him shine. It's the Holy Spirit in you that will make you shine. Shine for Jesus. Let go of the old. Arande atarin. Some, you know, some of the problems in 2012 might increase in 2013. But the difference is Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Yes.
There will be a mountain, but how are you going to run across the mountain, run over the mountain? But here's the thing, believe for the supernatural. I shared with you all how we got the £1,000 for missions. Did I?
Yes.
I did. Right? £1,000. Begin to speak over finances, begin to speak over relationships, begin to speak over your body. But the Holy Spirit will tell you. Suddhatma vahanse kiyana de obage jeevithaya thulata obage mudal thulata obage ශරීරයට ඔබගේ සම්බන්ධකම් තුළට කතා කරන්න පටන් ගන්න. Is this okay?
Amazing.
Exodus 19 verses 4 to 6.
Hallelujah. Kora kapashanta.
නික්මයාම 19 4 සිට 6. Getting the church?
Out of church.
See, God gave us a word last year, remember? Through Pastor Leslie. Devin Mahansa apada wachanayak dunna giya avurudde. This is going to be like a hospital where people are going to be coming in, you're going to, you know, they're going to be healed and they're going to be released to bring others. What are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට වචනයක් දුන්නා මේක නිකන් ඉස්පිතාලේ මේ හොස්පිස් එකක් වගේ වෙයි කියලා. මිනිස්සු ඇවිල්ලා සුවය ලැබලා ඊට පස්සේ අපි ඒකම පුහුණු කළා අපි ඒකම නිදහස් කරනවා. අපි මොනවද කරන්නේ ඒක ගැන? You know this year say God I want more of you. මට ඔබ වහන්සේගේ තව තවත් ඕනේ. I'm not saying give up your jobs, give up. No. Where you are, you be the church. Because where you are the only person who can be the church. ඔබ ඉන්න තැන ඔබට විතරයි පුළුවන් සභාව වෙන්න. See, Krishani has church during the week. Right? Krishani සතිය තුල යාට සභාවක් තියෙනවා. You know where she meets? At Amici coffee shop. Down Dunstable High Street. Who is the congregation? Mothers in Shamindra School. They're saying, can you talk to us about our kids? That's her church. Can you talk to me because I'm having a bit of problems with my husband? Are they Christians? No. They don't know the Lord. But they know that the Lord has something to do in our lives. And so she speaks. Last week she told one of the ladies, you need Jesus. And that lady starts crying. That lady has been going to all, what do you call it?
Mediums.
And consulting mediums. They've not given her any answers. They've not given her satisfaction, joy, peace. But Jesus has been. Let's take the church out of the church. Right? Yeah, let's take the church out of the church. Let's get out there. Right? This year you're going to see, we are praying that the young adults, you're not youth anymore, you're young adults. We are trying to hire a coffee shop. You thought we got Starbucks, but it fell down, but we are not giving up. Right? Maybe Starbucks, maybe Costas. I almost said Costco's. Costas. And we're going to have meetings in those places. You want to have a meeting in your house? What's stopping you? ඔබගේ නිවසේ ඔබට රැස්වීමක් තියන්න ඕන ඔබගේ යාළුවන් එක්ක මොනවාද ඔබ බ්ලොක් කරන්නේ? Nothing other than you. So this year, begin to pray, church. Begin to pray, every one of you. How do I take the church out of the church? It doesn't mean that you're going to take the church and put them into another church. No. I need to say that as well. No, what I'm saying is, let's take the church into the marketplace. Into our friends. Into where we are. Up in the time. Tomorrow morning, when you go to work, say, Lord, I'm going to take church into my workplace. Don't go, go again. I don't want to see Mr. Rose again. You know what? You're taking hell into that place. You're not taking the church. So what? Your boss is a bit tough. So what? You don't work for him, you work for Jesus. And Jesus says, you work the best. So what? Your boss has been nasty to you. You show him what good is. That's taking the church. Okay, let's go to the scripture. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. But that come on Egypt, misaravarunta karabu de. How I bore you on eagle's wings. Mama kohamad obaba genave me rajaliyange piyapat mata. Now this is what I want to show you. Now therefore, emanisa. You know, when the Bible says therefore, you must look why it is therefore. Right? When you see therefore, look at why it is therefore. If you will indeed obey my voice, keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure. Right? And the Lord says, you know, you shall be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. Now, there it says, if you obey. Now, what that means is, right? It's not saying, okay, stop sinning. That's not the connotation in the old writing. Right? What it's saying is, okay, let me give you an example. Mama, ekata udaharana denna. Faye, how do I come to your house? How do I get to your house from here?
Go to the station.
Go to the station, number one, okay?
Catch a train up to Stonebridge Park.
Okay, let's go to, Stonebridge Park, okay. Okay, walk for about 10 minutes. And that's how to get to Faye's house. So, if I want to get to Faye's house, I have to follow those instructions. Right? So, when God says, if you indeed obey my voice, what God is saying is, if you choose to walk in my pathway that I have set for you, if you choose to walk within the boundary that I have set for you, right? Oba mage maima tulla oba jeevath wenna yanawa na. Mage margaya tulla maawada tulla oba ambinwa na. Then you will see my blessing. Etukota mage aashirwade obata dakinna puluwam. Because that is where the blessing is. Etana tama aashirwadaya tiyenne. But the children of Israel would always jump over the boundary. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They want to live in 2012 and be and in the past. Right? Misaravaruna hemmabame ara atheede jeevath wenne devanansa gane me maayima thula jeevath wenna. You know the Ten Commandments, they are not just ten set of rules. That's a boundary God has set for us. Right? Dasapanatha unwanse apita dilla thiyena maayimak. E maayima thula api jeevath wenna kota apita e aashirwadaya. Then the blessing is for us. Worship Him with all your heart. Know who He is. Honor your parents. Don't lie. Don't steal. Right? Horakam karanne pa, boru gahanne pa. You know, don't kill. Maranne pa. We may not kill with our hands, we kill with our mouths. Yeah. We kill with our mouths. අපි කටෙන් අපි මිනිස්සු මරනවා. නුරින් දන්නවනේ ධර්මය. We killing people with our mouths. But when we begin to live within the boundary of God, we walk in the blessing. අපි ආශිර්වාදය තුල ඉඳින්නේ. But when I choose to step out, God says, you're on your own. You know, there were, God said, the Lord said, don't go into the promised land just yet. Right? There's a group that said, okay, we are going to go. What happened to them? They jumped out of the covering of God. They didn't want to get in the covering. Our name, Eliyata Pathatva. Come live in the covering of God, under the authority of God. When you make a decision, take that decision in Christ. Thirnya ganna kod Jesus wants it thula. Keep asking God, God, what do you say about this? Swami, me gana oba monada kiyanne? Sometimes we don't want to ask because we know the answer. So I'll call pastor and check. So pastor says, go and pray. I'll call Krishani. Krishani says, go and pray. I will call Pastor Perin. Pastor Perin says, go and pray. And hear what God is saying. Then I say, me palliya wedak naha. This church is not good. And I then go to find someone. Ah, there's a prophet in town. Okay, what do you want? And that, you know, this is not y'all. But this person goes because he wants the wrong answer to be told to him. Not the right answer. And they want to justify their wrong actions. All things are new in Christ. You hear what God is telling you. Isn't that so, Kala? And there was a time that Kala told me, Pastor, I didn't come to you because I went and heard what the Lord told me. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Crystal just shared her testimony on the 31st. Is it okay if I just share that? She said, I came and asked Pastor and them, you know, about somebody. And they said, you go and pray. And she said, that's a funny thing. I came to them for the answer. But God gave you the answer. That's how we grow in Christ. We are so used to saying, give me, give me, give me. Hey, put that aside now. You hear what God is saying. That doesn't mean you don't come to us. No, we will be there. We'll join you in prayer. But you have to grow in Christ. No more babies. Let's go for the meat now. Must kanna patangamu. Anyone wants to eat meat or you have rice today and milk? How many are going to stay for lunch today? Okay, we have rice and who's made the lunch today?
Kala.
Kala. What's the meat we have today? Okay, we have mutton curry. Anyone stay for lunch? Yeah! You see where I'm going at? Let's begin to grow. You know, you will have fear. Speak to the fear. In Christ, you speak to the fear. In Christ, you speak to the sickness. In Christ, you speak to your eyes and say, in Jesus' name. A new life in Christ. You know, people say, yeah, a new 2030, but what is it new about? Only Jesus can bring a new day.
That's
hallelujah.
That's right.
If the balls in your life is broken, say, Lord, this year, I want those walls repaired. Yeah. In Christ.
Amen.
In Christ. Jesus tula mage kaduna binti. And you know when God's doing that, you be the church out there. And see, I really want you all to, you know, grow in the Lord, but take the church out of the church this year. You know, start saying that, you know, church, you know, what did I say? Take the church out of church, or getting the church out of church. Right? Sabhava, India again. That's where Jesus went, and that's where you and I will go. Walk in the pathway God set for us. Let's walk in that pathway. Yeah, you know, we are praying. We are going to be traveling on missions. I was praying, saying, Lord, I would love to go to Iceland. My family thinks I'm mad. My problem. You go and, you know, minister there. And a friend of mine from Poland says, why don't you join me to go to Iceland?
On missions.
Huh?
On missions.
On missions. Missionary. What when? Hey, not to go and live there. You know, we're going to be encouraging churches this year, our Foursquare family. I want to see growth in the Foursquare family. I want to see strength in the Foursquare family.
Yeah.
Right? The theme for our for this year is, we are one, building strong and healthy foundations.
Amen.
When our foundation is strong, nothing can shake us.
Amen.
Right? Api attivarama shaktimat kota kisi dekara bae. Api usalaman. You know, there are some of you last year, you've done things you've regretted. And I believe the Lord is saying, that is your past. That is your past. I am your future. I am your new life. Don't allow that to define your, to put you down. This will be specific for some people. There are some of you, you've done things in secret. Even if your son, daughter, husband, wife knows it, you know, it's a huge thing. God knows. God sees. God wants you free. God wants you free. No one is perfect. But Jesus is perfect. And through Jesus, this year can be a year of difference for you. But you choose. You choose whether you want that new life. Some of you will go away, go out of this door and forget even what I've said. Write down what is important to you this morning. And you choose and say, God, this is the way I'm going to live this year. So help me, God. Let your spirit be upon me. Yatme matula. Swamini. Some of you have been struggling in finances. You say, God, I speak over my finances. I speak blessing over my finances. Lord, I choose to tithe this year faithfully. Not just tithe, I choose to tithe and give offerings to you, Lord. And you see how the Lord blesses you. Did I tell you about, I told you about Chamindra, right? On 31st?
I don't know, we went here.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Shall I say that story?
Yes.
Okay. So we've been teaching Chamindra about tithing. How he needs to give to the Lord. Because, you know, we can't outgive the Lord. Right? So, first time I said, you know, you need to give. I don't want to give. My money. But then we taught him. We prayed about it and I taught him the importance of, you know, releasing and trusting God. Right? Devan Mahanseva? Vishwasakri. So he gave. And we generally encourage, don't just give 10%. Give a 20 or, you know, more. Because that's where you're really giving the Lord. Right? What happened, Malla? What did the Lord do? Huh? What did the Lord do? I want to say, love the church. Encourage the church. He blessed him by more money. Right? And then he prays, Lord, help me tithe so that you can give me more money.
Gotta work at the concept a little bit.
Trust God, even in your finances. If you're having a hard time at the home, trust God by giving. And you see the hand of God. But Devyan Mahan says, because that's, I believe that's such an important aspect. We can say, I have faith, but your true faith will come in your finances. Isn't that so? මට කියන්න පුළුවන් මට ඇදහිල්ල තියෙනවා කියලා. එතකොට මගේ ඇත්ත ඇදහිල්ල ඉන්නේ මගේ සල්ලි එක්ක මම කොහොමද ගනුදෙනු කරන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ සමග. You know, thank God, you know, what we have because He's blessed us. Because He has blessed us. Let's be happy with that. But also let's trust Him. Let's trust Him for increase.
Can I share?
Yeah, come ahead. Come.
I just wanted to encourage us of the church to, in 2013, be givers. You know, be givers, not only in finances. You know, God wants this last couple of months He's been teaching on giving, not only in money, but in every aspect, you know. And sometimes we might have, you know, stacked up stuff in our cupboards. You know, if you go to your wardrobes, there are clothes that you have not worn like for 2-3 years, but you just want to keep it. Oh, I'll wear it the next summer. I've done that. You know, I'll wear it next summer or the next winter. I've not done it this winter, so I'm going to wear it next winter. And you would find that you have stuff there just lying around. You know, ask the Lord, Lord, I want to give this away. I want to bless somebody. When you go up to your larder, you just want to open up and there are, you know, packets of dal or packets of rice or that you've just not used, skin can't. You know, just say, Lord, give me a heart to give. And the enemy traps you by saying, no, you won't have. You won't have.
That's the spirit of poverty.
You know, ogolange cupboard wala kusiye wenna pulwan, almari wala wenna pulwan, goda andapu andun thama andala ne, ewa thama tiyena avurudu gana. You know, be givers. I want to encourage you in 2013. Just give. Not because you're going to get, but because you want to bless someone.
Yeah.
And that's the encouragement I want to give you.
Humbly serve.
Humbly serve. You know, sometimes you might think, oh, if I give that to that person, oh, she might think I've used it and, you know, I'm just trying to get rid of it. Get that mindset out of you. You want to give, you want to bless, just go ahead and do it. You want to go ahead and help someone, maybe some of your friends are finding it difficult to arrange their houses and you think sometimes, you know, sometimes I have my English friends and sometimes, you know, my friend said, oh, my house is an utter mess, Chris. I have not had time. And you think, okay, I better not, you know, it's not nice. And I might want to do it. And you would say, oh, I just want to come and help you, you know, let's just clean up this place. Oh, thank you. You know, they're just waiting
for
you to say that. You know, so just... Anytime. You know what I'm saying? But be givers. Then nan venna me dedas daakune. Mage prasne mata. No. Then nan venna. Atta then na. Munu hapevatana denna. Give your love, give your heart, give everything you have. Even in the stuff that you have in your household. You know, declutter your place. You know, some of us have stuff that is just cluttering our cupboards and our houses. Mm. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah? We do have stuff. Believe you me, I've got stuff.
You know, go home today, look at your bedroom, look
just,
at your house.
Yeah, see what you can give. If you don't have any money, give it to charity. Charity shops are there. Just give it. And be a blessing to someone. Okay?
That's all?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm excited this year what the Lord has in store. Okay, so let's pray. Let's begin to pray. Yeah, bring it up. Right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Live in the new. Live in Jesus.
Alutte tule jeevath venna. Christus tule jeevath venna. I don't know whether it's the Lord or it's me. Okay, mama danne meka deviyan mahanse natta mage situvillada but I want to think it's the Lord. You know, when we give a present to somebody,
api kaata hari thayakya denna
podai, we think, what are we going to give? When I give my kids a present, when Krishan and I, you know, we talk about it. And we pray about it. Lord, what do they need? And And you know, we want to give them the best. That's how God gives us gifts. He gives us the best. But here's the thing. I want to lay this before you. I want you to pray and really see and say, Lord, this is what I want to give you this year. In terms of your finances, not based on what you have.
ඔබට තියෙන දේ මත නෙමෙයි මුදල දෙන්නේ උන්වහන්සේට.
Not based on what your need is.
ඔබගේ අත්‍යවශ්‍යතාවය මත නෙමෙයි ඔබ දෙන්න යන්නේ.
Maybe last year you gave the Lord say 100 pounds.
කියමු උදාහරණයක් වශයෙන් ගියාරුද්ද ඔබ පියනන් වහන්සේට දුන්නේ පවුන්ඩ් 100ක් නම්.
And you have a desire in your heart and say, Lord, you're thinking, Lord, I want to give you 500 pounds this year.
නමුත් ඔබ ඔබගේ හදවතේ ආශාවක් තියෙන පියාණනි මට ඕනේ ඔබ වහන්සේට 500ක් පවුන් දෙන්න.
Now I want you to know that I'm speaking to myself as well.
ඔබ දැනගන්න මේ මමත් මටත් මේ දේ අදාළයි.
Because otherwise every month we just kind of sometimes just give what we think. But I want you to pray and really feel, okay, what? This is how much I want to give the Lord. And you say, Lord, increase what comes to me that I can give back to you.
ඔබ ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ කියන පියාණන් ඔබ වහන්සේ වැඩි කරන්න මං දෙන්න යන මුදල ඔබ වහන්සේ.
Kids, you as well.
වකුඩා දරුවනි ඔබලොම මේකට අදාංගුයි.
You want God to bless you, right?
ඔබට අවශ්‍ය නේද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබට ආශිර්වාද කරනවා නම්.
I think we need to also bless the Lord.
අපි අවශ්‍යයි උන්වහන්සේට ආශිර්වාද කරන්න.
So go home today. And if you agree with me, I want you to pray through this week. Let the Lord place the thought of how much you want to give. Not a comfortable amount that so that you know you have, you know. No, make it a challenge.
ඔබට සුබ පහසු ගණනක් නෙමෙයි නමුත් අභියෝගයක් දෙන ගණනක්.
You know, make it an uncomfortable figure for you.
ඒ ඉතමත් කමී ඔබට සමීප නැති ගණන අපහසු ගණන.
So that you have to trust the Lord for that.
මන්ද එතකොට ඔබට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල විශ්වාසය තබන්න වෙනවා.
Will you do that with me?
ඔබ මාත් සමග.
And then you write that amount.
පස්සෝ ඔබේ ගාන ලියන්න.
Keep it in your Bible.
ඔබගේ බයිබලයක තබන්න.
Where you see it every day.
ඔබ සමදාම එක දකින්න විදිහට.
And you keep praying and saying, Lord.
ඔබ ඒ වෙනුවෙන්
යාඥා.
ඔබ ඒ වෙනුවෙන් යාඥා කරන්න ගන්න හැම දවසම ස්වාමීනි මේ ගණන තමයි මම මේ මුළු අවුරුද්ද තුල ඔබ වහන්සේට දෙන්න යන්නේ කියලා.
Let's trust the Lord.
අපි විශ්වාස කරමු දෙවියන් වහන්සේ.
Some of you may not want to do that.
ඔබ කමාර කියයි මට ඒක කරන්න අපහසු වෙයි.
I'm not sure. Sajid, even your business, begin to see, begin to pray. You know, everyone who has businesses, you know, begin to pray over that.
Yes.
You know, begin to pray over your officers, where you work. Hallelujah. You know, the houses that you work in, as you're working, keep praying. Praying in tongues. Take the church out of the church. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. You know, this year, you know, every year we give you promises, and we need to take the